That picture's all right now, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can start with the prayer then.
Yeah.
I go for refuge and life to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of living the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge and enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge and enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings.
It's funny, we can see each other, but we can't. It's like behind the scenes.
Guess you'll have to mute yourself, Diana. I can hear you.
Josh, we can't see you. Your picture is completely gone. Nancy and I are talking to each other and seeing each other, and your picture is completely gone.
Oh, well, I can see me.
We can FaceTime. Whoever's talking.
Yeah, whoever's talking gets to be up on top, too.
That's sure looks like this. Nobody in
there. Oh. Shiba Mendra. Oh, no. I hope we didn't. As I remember, we were on the fourth verse. I don't know, is that right, Nancy? Or did I get it wrong?
We just finished page 278, or verse 278.
278. Okay.
Shibari. Shibari, yeah. Oh. I did it, Sholoka Shibari, right?
Hmm.
Tunde Tembale Shanla, Tarba, maybe to Sanshek, though.
Hmm.
Sanjay Shundan, they get Tembale Shanla, ya. And then you move Kanga Sani. Tungele yon su tarbe tarba che to ben ni yo ma res ti che do ti ju sen che do
mas
tam je tang ye nyang ele nda war yan zen che kun de ba yin nas tam je tang ye se do yan zen ji chi ru ba chang ma ge ya de ne tam je le ya cha dang la so be nyom ba tam je tang wa de pang so na ene nyang ele nda ba tu ge re se ti kon ju be se ge re se wa ra ene nangba da mudik ba ni le chiru ba ni le cheba mi do as ni mo pa so na tarba to gre se chik ba re do as se na as gi war ba chi war ba
so we're on page 241 with verse 279 and if you look in the back on 324 you'll see that the outline says that this is why there is no liberation in any teaching other than the teachers. You have to have somebody who's eliminated all defects and achieved all good qualities. And that's the teacher, the Buddha. And so the question here is that if these strange people, referring back to the former reference of the non-Buddhist philosophers in India, all agree that one attains nirvana by giving up everything. That means giving up all the, giving up attachment and all the afflictions. Then what difference is there between you and the forders? The forders is just a way of saying non-Buddhist philosophers.
Oh, then it's Chiruba Tezaki, Yomo Tamja Pango, Tarba Tobo, Tobalan Yomo Pango, the Sigi or the Yena, Yomo Zawan and Ponji, Tadishingi or Maresuara, Gansi Tunda Meshides. chishi tonga re sheba re gyuru se. Ti yendu, yene, ti nyamu pangba che toku ma re sikdo. Teda ki ni, teda ni, tonga samba tsamdo se ge se. Nyamu tamje pang gu re se, tarba toku re se, pang suna se, til samba tsam re ma do. Tonga tab me sheba se. Yene, nyamu tamje pang je ke tab de shindi wa ma re se. Kebar do chebe se, shendi kangshi kowar tongwe tab shwe tamze rangshingi tongba meshe ba te chishi tongar cheban gyuru se, chishi tongar cheban gyuru se. Kowar le cawa ne tarje ki tabdi, nyomu pongje ki tabdi rangshingi meba te re. Ti ma shena, tab shingi ma re se, nyomu pong towa, pong gugure se, laba chama do pongar che togu ma re se do. Ka re se na tab chinji ma loba shingi yo ma re, tab chinji lo do shingi ba re. Shwetnam rangwine yore, ta rangwine yore, rangshinji yore, takba yore, shek yore ba. O te sunda chinji lo shenpa re se do.
So then, in the answer, we have to read the first two lines of the verse where it says, how will one who does not know the means to give it up do so? So, They don't know what the method of giving up the afflictions is. So how can they do so? And then at the top there in the answer, it says they are different in that they merely have the wish to give up everything, but do not know how to do so. And so it's just a mere wish. How can those, if we go down then again to the commentary below the verse, how can those belonging to other systems give up cyclic existence while they cling to wrong methods? Wrong methods here means that they have a belief in, well, a mistaken belief in that the self is truly existent or exists in its own right and so forth. And based on that, then how can they give up cyclic existence? Here it says, in the next sentence, they do not know that the means to give it up is to understand that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. So the only method to give up all the afflictions is through this understanding that all phenomena lack inherent existence or existence from their own side.
Oh, tena ngebar tuba ye shendo shiwa meji sung sikdwa. Oh, kyusen tena sikiwara, konzu tab chinji maloba shingiwa mara tab le chinji lodo shenba reese. Kyusen tena ngebar tuba ye shendo shiwa meji sung se. Tuba sanje chumden degi shengi teba shiruba tedaliya yani shiwa nyamu pangbe shiwa tarwa tongge kansa yo ma resu sungba resu wara. Nyamu pangbe kansa dila rimgi nyamu pangne tongba nyamu panggenge kyunshuk debu sehra. Dabe nyamu tukba pangbe shirgong sehra. Dabe nyamu changma pangne chir, dabe le kiawa langba goge chir mingong sehra. Trachungba kham sungba ki nyamu pangbe trachungba le soba otende chirube lamle shugne. Chirubyo ki sheba na shinshende tende nyumbo pangbe kansa tozo drebu tozo kishun drebu tozo toba yo ma re sungu dwa. Tena ngebar toba ye kishun tangbo nen dinyi to se. Ngeba nen dinyi to, sumba nen dinyi to, sheba nen dinyi to. Parubyo mawa ne kishun dage tongo se. Kishun sen di trachunba lo soba nyumbo pangba chibbe kishun trachunba tozo top togu ma re sungu dwa. She so se. Don't deal a cone, soon be true delation to show a major song source. Sanjay is soon be any Tonganya Maguna, then she will talk to Madison Boris.
So then the next two lines of the verse say, certainly, therefore, the subduer, that is the Buddha, said there is no peace in any other teaching. Here, the Buddha had in mind that there was no other persons, okay, that were able to give up afflictions, to overcome the afflictions. And when he was thinking of persons, he had in mind the four types of practitioners that give up the afflictions, and that's the stream enterer, the once returner, the never returner, and then the foe destroyer or arhat. And so when he's thinking of the stream enterer, then he's thinking of somebody who's entered to liberation, giving up gyundishukpa de nyumong.
No, tomba nyumo. Gyushu jenes, gyushu jenes, tomba nyumo pandengi.
Tombang
kombang sniora.
Oh, tombang.
Do the case in London.
Oh, that's. Oh.
Nyumo kunda in the yorba.
Oh, kunda.
Tinzin kunda, tinzin kunda, tinzin kunda, sero.
No.
To the other kind of.
Oh, dear. Oh, then the stream ender has given up like the first level of afflictions, with the ones that are usually we say learned or acquired or something like that. And then it's the once returner and the never returner who give up the afflictions that are holding us to the desire realm. And then finally, it's the arhat or the foe destroyer who completely gives up all the afflictions of all the three realms, the desire form and formless realms. So he had these in mind. So therefore, it says in the commentary, therefore, certainly with this in mind, the Buddha said the first practitioner of virtue has come about thus. That means the stream enterer. The second and third have come about thus. The fourth has come about thus. Others' doctrines lack such practitioners of virtue. And on account of this, he said, there is no peace in any teaching other than this, meaning that it's only through understanding the lack of inherent existence that one can overcome the afflictions.
Yes, I. Oh, yeah, do it. That is Kasore. That on the Tarva Tobala Tongba need to talk here, and you must have a panku yora. You must have a panku yora. You must have the carriage with a snow. Ranguine, she count the kind that are Ranguine River. And Zimbetig is our chigora. Tig Ranguine never to need to talk with yora. Wonder how the milk of Antover Chevalier, Tongany Topo Marno, and then I'll be given dingy, Kitchy Shagura, given dingy Tarva Tobala, and Tarva Kadis Topo Race, not Tongany Topo Race.
So, when we're talking about overcoming the afflictions, you have to overcome it from the root. And the root of the afflictions is this conception of things as having existing from their own side. The self and objects other than the self, or the self and persons and the self of other phenomena. So then it's only in that, by overcoming that, that one is able to completely overcome the afflictions and to then and thereby achieve to attain liberation. But we're talking about the teachings for the person of medium capacity, and for attaining a better lifetime, a human life, or life as a deity in your next lifetime, there's no, necessity to. It's not necessary. There's not a prerequisite of of overcoming the afflictions. But we're talking about liberation, which is the practice of the person in medium capacity. So then for attaining liberation, then you have to have to realize this lack of things existing, or things and people existing from, what do you say, persons and things other than persons existing from their own side, or if you prefer, in their own right. Oh, is that coming from somebody has to mute, I guess. I keep on hearing some kind of feedback. So that's not to say that the practices of the person of small capacity are not important. It's said that the practices of the small capacity, which are principally giving up the 10 non-virtuous deeds and practicing the 10 virtuous deeds, and are like cleaning the cloth, and then the cloth is clean and ready to take the dye. If you're going to dye a cloth, then so then at the point of a person of medium capacity, then you have to have this, so you have to have a clean cloth, or the mind has been you know, purified from the what do you say, the bad karma or the destructive karma that you've accumulated since beginningless time, and then you're accumulate all virtues, and then you're ready to undertake the practices of the person of medium capacity. But then again, these teachings are something that aren't completed by just the person of medium small capacity. The person of small capacity, the person of medium capacity, and the person of great capacity, they all have to practice these 10 non-virtues, what do you say, avoiding the 10 non-virtues and adopting the, or cultivating the 10 virtues. And so then they're brought to perfection when you become a Buddha. But at the same time, it's not everybody who wants to practice these teachings for liberation. So then they have to be concentrating on the practices of the person of small capacity, and that's enough. And then what you do is then that person just sort of sets some kind of a what we call them, predisposing latencies, or a tendency towards the teachings of the person of medium capacity by doing what they can to reduce their afflictions, their attachment, and their hostility and so forth, and then also undertaking some of the practices of, or the practices of a person of great capacity, the spirit of enlightenment and so forth, then the in that way then they're setting the you know, what do you say, their mind for when they take a rebirth, a fortunate rebirth, to then practice those teachings. But it's just, you know, that these are the necessary foundation. Okay.
Shindo kogyur ki tuyan nam nyebar chebe tam nesig duwa. Tandi karishig duwasana. Tumba sanje chumden degi songbe shindo kogyur. Tuyan duzo tene kandesi ngegwa chegur di tabshig duwa. Tede tamje kimba yin anse. Rilingi tsela sogba kogyur ki tuyan tamje ngun sumdu shegwe na anse. Tamje kimba yin an, sanje yin an, ane zambulin da
Diana Lawson. There we are. That do something.
Somebody still has a. It's not bothering me.
This one's. Okay, the Tamje came by Yena, Riling, it's a loss of what go your get on Tamje. Musum do she go na se. Oh, tene yongambe su su da ta dola ri tu se da tene yora kya jin ri shi se ra tene sum ju sa sum se ra kan den tu ga se da te zo da ene sungam si ya te ta ma sungam da fai yora ba o te zo ri ling si ba par se ra.
Okay, Chumbo got the phone. We're getting a lot of feedback. Somebody put their mute on there.
Everybody mute.
I think Diana, the problem is probably with Diana. Oh, she's back again now. God, Chumbo, you're... We're experimenting here, sorry with everybody. See if we can get Diana here, but I think it's having trouble with it. It's something. She's not really coming in now.
This way, that? No, go.
Yeah. Maybe
Josh,
you have to put the intercom.
And Natalie using the same bandwidth?
Yeah.
But it's a different. Oh, they're two different.
Not really, they're related. Because they come from the same source. I think that's the problem.
I'll get the intercom.
Yeah. We'll get the intercom, then Diana can use that. Oh, you're here? Well, if you're there, then it's okay. Okay, we just don't see it.
Right. I can see you, Diana.
That is
one.
Oh, the link is cell or so, but Kogur get turned, Tamje. Mondo shake or nasa, Musum to shake with this or a Sanjayina. And it did she daring in the Asia Nasa. Then Sanjay Shinto Kogu to Sanjay Sumba Nashin, but this can just shake to Gresena. Chevalet then a shake to Gresora.
So then we have if you turn to 324, you see that this verse 280 then is going to be talking about it's number 3 there of 3, and it, where we're proving the subduer's omniscience. And this one, it says, the means to gain certainty regarding extremely hidden matters taught by the teacher. And so then if we return to 241 and look at where the commentary on verse 280 begins. It begins with the question, well, basically, the question is, if the Buddha, how can we attain certainty that the Buddha really knows about such things as the realms of the deities, such as in the desire realm, there's the different realms called like they're given various names like overcoming conflict and the heaven of the 33. The Buddha describes all these various divine realms. So how can we be certain that the Buddha actually knows about these? So the question is, if he is omniscient, he must have super knowledge of hidden things, such as the size of Mount Meru and the continents. But how can one be sure of that? And then the answer to that is one can ascertain it with the help of inference.
Oh yeah, this one.
Mm, this one.
Oh, Delia, that Sanjay Ji Sung Kogyur La Sugdwa. Sanjay Ji Sung Be Shindu Kogyur Tesu La Sugdwa. And the Kanshi Tesum Tengyur Was Shindu Kogyur and a Chimbaton Alatene, Michi Longju Chimbarasuna, called Longju Chimbaton de Yonga Kadresina, Sanjay Kyoanga Matese Tuna. Sanjay Sumban is in one name, but Kadis Ako to Gresk Yora. Sanjay Kisu Kogula, can she Tesum Tanger was? Tesum Genetic, Sanjay Sumber, the Kadayanas and Tesum Jena. That is she be top caress and a taller than the Shep Gresk Yora. They tomb by neat and days, the Nikona Yichichas, Sanjay Rangune Tomba, Shella Turgeon Delny Yerba. Oh, Tinde Tomba Ni da Kunzuk Temba. Rangwen ne tong ba de tyon dam be tem ba de ina shen le tyo jin jel ne ko chawa che tum be chi yong yora te le kun jum tem ba si yora o dem ba ni le so ba o te zu sung ba de ngo to gi re be tup te tu ba le te ne o sang je sung ba te zu tem ba re do a ngo to re be tup do a te na shi chim ba tong al te ne long je jong a da chu tum sung al te ne ten do che wa la so be ne yu da tu ten jel ten de ten de shen ti chung o de sung ba te zu ta de Teletene talk to Grace.
Hmm.
Hmm.
No. So.
Josh, sorry. Diana just called me and let me know she's using the intercom because she keeps bouncing off.
Okay. Yeah. Natalie has it set up here.
How did you have it before?
Just open it by pushing the.
Talk and then press lock.
Yeah. Whoops. That's lock. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Diana, you're there. So here we are, and Gana's just reading the verse here. So whoever doubts what the Buddha said about what that which is hidden should rely on emptiness and gain conviction in him alone. So when we're, if we have some doubt about what the Buddha said about what was hidden, the hidden here, is referring to, for the most part, to the various abodes of the deities, for instance. How can we be certain that the Buddha was correct about those? For instance, he talked about gods of the form realm, gods of the formless realm, and then how can we then reach some kind of certainty about it? For somebody who has some kind of doubt about, you know, how could the Buddha know that, then you can reach some certainty by relying on inference. And the inference is based on the inference that we have that understands that the Buddha's teachings on emptiness are accurate or true. So that inference is called inference through the power of the fact. So then that can be understood. That's a hidden phenomenon. It's called a hidden phenomena, and it can be understood that things lack inheritance, this kind of existence from their own side, and in spite of lacking existence from their own side, they still are able. That's their absolute. What do you say? The ultimate truth. They also can function, and within having that, and that's their conventional truth, that they function as dependent arisings. And so then you can rely on that, and then through that gain conviction that the Buddha is saying the truth about these other things that are very hidden from us.
Wow.
When it says, whoever doubts what the Buddha said about that which is hidden, here the classification would be when you look at the word hidden, you should understand extremely hidden or very obscure or very, very hidden is what I think that's the term she uses. So, in general, if we look at everything that can be known, then part of what can be known, it just is very easy, is obvious to us because we can directly perceive certain things. So that's known as the apparent or the I forget how she translates it here, but anyway, some people say it's Ngungyur means the manifest or the apparent. Or something. Yeah, it means it's the object of our direct perception. The object of our perception. You don't have to use the word direct. Like we can see there are people here, and then we can understand sound and taste and so forth. These are all things that are obvious to us. It's another way of saying it. Those objects then are the obvious. They're the object of our perception. So then there's that which is hidden to us, which hidden here refers to something that we can't see with our perception, can't perceive with our, we can't use our perception on, we have to rely upon reason, we have to think about it, and then we can basically understand what's hidden. So then we have these two divisions of things that we can know. One is that's obvious to us, that we can understand through our perception, and then those that are hidden from us, that we have to think about.
Mm. 제수바 베참아 스타데 주센레 텐데니 동게치다 무슨게 또 베참아 무슨 세마다 제바 세마스 니오라
So then this valid cognition is then divided into two in terms of how you can understand these two different objects. There's the valid cognition of what do you say, of perception, and then there's the valid cognition of inference, or inferential valid cognition. And so it's inferential valid cognition that through which you can understand, which is a correct understanding of the objects that are hidden. So then amongst the hidden things, you can divide those into that are slightly hidden to us, and then that are really hidden to us, or extreme, or very hidden to us, or extremely hidden to us. So then the ones that are slightly hidden to us, we can understand through the inference inference by the power of the fact is what we usually use, by the power of the fact. And then there's the influence, the extremely hidden ones, now I just remembered another example of extremely hidden beside the Geshe-la I mentioned. Also, the extremely hidden are things like cause and effect of karma. These, where the Buddha said, from giving, you receive resources. Okay, now that you know, specific, what kind of giving and what kind of where did you give it and so forth. These kinds of specific things are. It's hard to prove that kind of thing without what we say, the way you get at these extremely hidden ones is through the power, through inference of belief, it's called. And belief then is where you're based upon the Buddha's word that you've subjected to three kinds of, an analysis where that's not refuted by perception, not refuted by inference, and not refuted by belief. There's those three, the three types of reason. The slightly hidden, or just simply hidden, we can rely upon inference, just based on reasoning, using reasons, logic, I guess we could say also. Then we can come to understand those. When you look at reason, then, or there's three types of reason. There's something called the reason of renown, and then there's the reason of, they say correct reason of renown, then correct reason of through the power of the fact, and then there's correct reason through belief.
Tapi nengaju shenze de le sungi chungi la tuk dhwe.
Hmm.
Dup karsi shenze de le tanda, taa de le sungi lap sunga.
Nice.
Taa de le sungi yoga neshi, taa ki chukze de le sungi yoga de.
Nice.
Ta chung chak paa se, chung se kog gyurus, shindu kog gyurus sungi yoga de.
Nice. Ta chung chak paa. Okay, then, so the...
Taa sungi dhwa.
Yeah, this...
Taa de ki chukze de le sungi, ta chung chak paa, chung se kog gyurus, shindu kog gyurus sungi.
So then, if you line them up, okay, if you have those three types of reason, then what they prove, okay, what those reasons establish or prove, is the first reason, the reason of renown, or the correct reason of renown, that proves that which has arisen through... The renown of sound, basically, just the renown of, you know, that arises from sound, okay? And then the object of, that is proved by the reason of, the correct reason of the power of the fact is those objects that are slightly hidden. And then there's the objects that are proven by the reason of belief, and that those things are extremely hidden.
No, tabena rebuchen sura.
Hmm.
Rebuchen sura kondan shambien dawa koko shiwara.
Yeah.
O dilia ko karisigres ne dawa shigres yara.
Hmm.
Dawa shibe chesu rumgres.
Hmm.
Ko dawa shigwa karres na. Tuzeti na.
Hmm.
Tako di juzen shenda shayake yo ma re. To yu na yu beshe. Uko tango ming tange de ko samlu tanda tila kare lagu do. Tila dawa labshu osu cheche labu re. Tigi tan dikba re. Taka cha shawur ma do. Dan dawa labgu ya kare si juzen shenda shayake yo ma re. Tezu tante liya. Takme ta yanda sta de la. Rebon chalan dawa shibe tre che runga de. Tre chung takwa asi.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue cheba de la tagbe cheba samas yora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, the tamate yangjasa?
Samadela tagbe cheba sama.
No, tagbe
cheba. Tagbe tongue cheba suda tagbe cheba sama.
No.
Tagbe ta yanda.
Mm-hmm.
Padela tagbe ta yanda.
Then, so then, In Tibetan and Indian tradition, when they look at the moon, it looks like there's a rabbit in it. Okay, therefore the moon is referred to as the rabbit holder. Okay, and this is talking about the reason of renown. Okay, just through, then it's, why is it that then we can call the rabbit holder moon, okay, or dawa in Tibetan? It is just simply because, you know, it's the object of our mind. You know, somebody thought of that word, and therefore it's correct to call it the moon. There's nothing further than that, and therefore that kind of understanding is called valid cognition of renown, right? And then also the reason used there is, you know, an inference, you know, a correct reason of renown.
No, yeah.
Oh,
does it?
No, that's
yeah. Oh, di ma de juzen shanda she yo ma de la trashu thakba se yo ra. Then de la book se gua kare se na. Jigde na thakba re se. Ta de la cha shar ma de tanda ko ti juzen she ke yo ma ro.
So then you don't have to have any more reason than that. For instance, like just to call it, why do we call it book? It's because somebody wanted to call it book, and that's enough. You don't have to get into it any further than that. There's no like reason that backs it up more than that.
No, yeah. That chunse go jur singe chora. Chunse go jur singe pende ta deese. Mida pares keji jure mida pares. Karres ne ta jusen she ura koko jur vamo sum tog marwa. Kyudan jenge chebare, ko dhade kyudan jenge ya sogo re esu, chebare esu gora. Dha chuchin mida vare de, kyudan kengi che kwe bechir, aas le kechi shedu u tangche, samlo tangche, dindu lakuwa, ya che bechir si wara. Ani ta cheba gandhi resna, a cheba kyudan kengi che kudwa, nga kane ta kamata na, yomara, a awa 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 shisu na, yungu duwa se, kyudan kengi kiki duwa se. Nga ta china nga chik shu sha na, bang si yungu da, che suan se, ta ma che na yungu da, yungu me do, kyudan kengi che ba resu tuku ra. Ta kyudan kengi che ba yende suku ngu sumgi tu ba re. Musum gitubare. Jezako, Mobo Koranga took ya tubtubare, Medaba Yimba, Kiji Kiji Kiji, Medaba Yimba, Dungawa Yimba, Tombani Yimba, Dembashi, Sangje Yoba, Kiwachima Yoba, Kiwangama Yoba, Yumoka Legal Sand to Yoba, Tezuganga, Motob Jeba tubtubiara. Mobo Koranga Tonya, Musum to do but a Kunke tubiara.
Yes.
Or Telata, the Motor Gita and us.
Yes.
To Jet de la Chunseco, yours.
So then we have then the slightly hidden phenomena, right? How these are things like impermanence, emptiness, former and future lives, and so forth. These kinds of things can be understood through through correct reason. And how, well, for instance, take the example of impermanence. Impermanence is something slightly hidden to us. And so then we can set up a reason or an inference, a correct reason. It's called a correct reason of by the power of the fact that sound is impermanent because of being a product of causes and conditions. We can then establish that reason, and then you can think about it and say, well, yeah, and you know, unless I think to make a sound, and I want to make a sound, and I use my tongue and vocal cord, I guess we'd say use my vocal cords, then sound is not going to come from my mouth. Or if I want to hit a drum, then the drum sounds. But if I just hold the stick here and never hit the drum never sounds. So it's dependent upon me using it comes about through, sound comes about through causes and conditions. And then, so really through reason, then the person, we can come to understand something that's hidden to us by making it obvious. Okay, we've made it an object of our direct perception by saying, well, yeah, you have to take a stick and you have to hit, right? So that's something you've taken something that's extremely hidden and made it clear to you through making it apparent or obvious, an object of of our perception. So So that's called, an extremely hidden, slightly hidden phenomena that's understood through the inference of the power of the fact, and when we do understand it, then that's a valid cognition through the power of the fact.
Deja labi or a deva domain, you are a diorva. Tension deva joan some to your
day.
In a rangwin, a corner, rangwangi, you have a mare. You go to get better to your
day. Yes. The same thing goes for emptiness, that it's something that is slightly hidden because we can understand it through the power of the fact. If the self, okay, presents its. Appears to be existing from its own side, okay, me, and then, but if you then analyze, well, it exists from its own side. Is the form the self? Is no, that's not the self. Is is feelings the self? No. Discrimination is the self? No. Compositional factors the self? No. Consciousness the self? No. You look for it from its own side and you can't find it. But does that mean the self doesn't exist? No, it doesn't mean that self doesn't exist. The self exists as a dependent arising. It's dependent on these factors, then we can, we can experience happiness. We can experience suffering. We can act with our physically and mentally and verbally, so forth. These all are possible through, this self functions as a dependent arising. It just doesn't exist from its own side. So then this kind of this existence of the self then as empty of inherent existence or empty, lacking existence from its own side can be understood through the reason of the power of the fact.
Mm.